Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
So what was on the menu? Seven steaks? Two whole chickens?
I went and got a giant Wagyu steak for him.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
On 95.7 The Game.
Wagyu steak, you say?
Yeah, Wagyu steak.
Wagyu steak? All right, hold that thought. I want everybody to think about a Wagyu steak.
I have been all day.
Just think about a Wagyu steak. I want you to hold that thought as we get ready to not just hear from the Hall of Fame offensive tackle Joe Thomas, but we get to see him as well because he's joining us on the Tube. So get over to YouTube.com. You can see Joe. He joins us on the River Islands guest line. Thank you so much for coming on, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Just picked my daughter up from soccer and excited to be out with you guys.
Look at that. He's a good dad. And also, I'm told, maybe knows a thing or two about putting together a great Wagyu steak. We talk about food on our show a lot. So, like, we'll get to the football. But HallOfFameBeef.com, an offensive lineman who's raising beef on a farm. Do tell. I'm intrigued.
Well, I grew up in the suburbs, drove by some farms as a kid in Wisconsin, but never actually thought I would own a farm. And then in 2012, owned a farm, which was awesome. Like, yeah, it was pretty cool. I had my own little space. And then when I retired, my kids said, hey, Dad, you got nothing going on. Why don't you put some cattle out there? We'd love some pet cows. And I was like, okay, that sounds cool. These are some pets. It's okay. We get away with eating these ones. So let's really do this up right. Let's get some Wagyu out there. Let's get some premium Angus. And really, I dove into it. It became just a huge passion project for me. Now my kids are involved. They help me feed the cattle. They get in the skid loader with me. And it's just really been a lot of fun just diving into that whole world and kind of taking the passion from my football game and the detail that I put into that to try to put it into my cattle and the food that you raise and kind of the health journey that I went on after I retired, trying to lose weight and figure out, you know, what makes me feel good, what type of food maybe is not so good for me, it doesn't make me feel so good. And trying to raise as much of it as I possibly can on my farm, and then now transitioning to being able to offer to friends and family, and then now through our website, HallOfFameBeef.com. So it's been a lot of fun, big learning process. I'm still a rookie, but I think we're putting out some pretty awesome stuff right now.
And you look great. You don't look like an offensive lineman.
Seriously.
I just wonder, though, about the awkwardness of the kids where farm to table is one thing, but pet to table is another. Is that a tough transition for the kids?
You know, we're not putting that on the label exactly, but, you know, the kids got over it pretty quick. I figured that they need to, like, understand right away. And so, you know, the very first steer that we had, we named him Jack, which is my son's name. And so we had Jack burgers and Jack steaks early on. And he was a little sensitive, but we made sure to have it done when he was four. And he's nine now. And so they got over it pretty quick because Jack was pretty tasty.
Wow, that's amazing. By the way, speaking of that, Joe, you said like your health journey and Joe Thomas is joining us. And I know that this happens sometimes in football. I've joked before, the offensive linemen get smaller, the running backs get bigger, and you all meet in the middle. after retirement. But like, I used to work with Nick Hardwick. You may know him. He like, I mean, unrecognizable, the idea that he was an offensive lineman. So we're dudes here, and I feel like I can ask you this. How much do you weigh now, Joe?
Yeah, thanks. That's something you can't get away with asking somebody in the office. The right. HR is going to be knocking on your door in a minute. But no, I'm like 250 right now. Nick Hardwick, I haven't seen him in a while, but I saw him after he retired. I mean, he looked like a yoga instructor out there with all the weight he lost. He looked fantastic. He had to feel incredible as well. And, you know, that was a big motivation for me, like just retiring because of a lot of injuries that just kind of built up, and the soreness and the swelling, the wear and tear. I mean, I was sliding down the stairs on my butt my last season in the NFL. I played half a year, tore my tricep tendon, but I only got to practice three times a whole year because I was so banged up. So it was really a journey of health that kind of led me to losing the weight and led me to raising stuff on my own farm and the farm-to-table approach with the cattle, and then trying to educate other people. A lot of people in my life wanted to lose weight, and I kind of helped get them started. And then now it's all about, you know, understanding where your food comes from. And that's the great news, is I know where my food comes from. It comes from my farm in Wisconsin in the Driftless Hill. So I don't have to ask that question anymore. And I know why I'm feeling better and looking a little bit better too.
Love it. Love it. Absolutely fantastic. Fun stories. Now let's get into some ball with you as well, Joe. And one thing that I know our fans, 49er fans, are thinking about a lot is A, the 49er run game, which we'll get to, but Christian McCaffrey touches is always a conversation every single year. And I'd love your insight, having been a blocker for a run game and whatnot. Like, how do you sort of navigate the idea of how much is too much? You got a great player, you want to lean on him, but then what about the end of the year? He's leading the league in touches. Is it too much right now?
Well, I think that's where the trust between the player and the coach is so important. When Kyle was my offensive coordinator in Cleveland, he was one of the best coaches that I've ever been around, not only for his scheme and the way he motivated players, but just the trust that he built, that relationship that he built with players where he could talk to them and he could get an honest answer from them. And so with McCaffrey, just having that relationship, I know, is very strong, and having that honesty of like, hey, you had 25 touches in this game. You had 28 touches. Like, how's your body feel? How do you feel from a freshness standpoint, the measurements that they get with the GPS monitors, seeing that explosiveness, that acceleration, which really will tell you a lot about his central nervous system. We talked about my health journey. I got really nerdy on like the biomechanical side and the human science side of stuff, where like if you're measuring your reactivity and your ability to accelerate and you see it's the same or it's better than it was in training camp or at the beginning of the year, you know his central nervous system is recovered and he's going to be able to handle all those touches. When all of a sudden that reactivity, that acceleration that he has, maybe not the top end speed as much as just how quickly can he get up to that speed? How quickly can he suddenly change direction? You see that dip. Now, from a sports science standpoint, you know that, all right, that central nervous system is taxed. We need to dial it back. We need to find a way to have him recover more maybe during the week. And then think about, okay, he's more susceptible to injury when the central nervous system is not recovered. So now maybe this is a game where, even though we really need him, because obviously he's what we got on offense right now because of the injuries, you're going to have to dial it back and then try to spread the ball and then try to use him as a decoy as much as you possibly can, because the other team doesn't know you're not giving him the ball if you line him up in the flat or if you line him up in the backfield. So just being on the field, he can be effective even without actually getting the football.
Yeah, that's a wonderful point about the decoy factor. And just hearing you talk about the biomechanics and the other advanced analytics, does this also apply to offensive linemen? Because by the naked eye and many fans who watch Trent Williams at 37, it seems like maybe he's not quite the player that he once was. How do you look at an offensive lineman and be able to gauge when they've kind of taken that step down?
Well, first of all, nobody ever cares about our GPS numbers because nobody really cares how we feel. They're just going to say, hey, by the way, you're out there every play. Get used to it, buddy. I don't care if you got two torn MCLs and a high ankle sprain and your shoulder's out of socket. You got to play, bro. But I think you're just watching a guy and seeing, like, what's his mobility level? Because I think for me specifically, leaning into my own experience, like, I still felt like I could move as fast as I needed to. I was as strong probably as I ever was. But when you have that the joint surfaces that are starting to lose cartilage and you're starting to have more swelling in your joints, you can't bend the way you want to. And so because you can't bend and get into your position with the technique that you're used to, right now you have to try to make up for it, but it's impossible because you're not as efficient in those positions. You can't bend your ankles to get your heels in the ground to create that force. You're not as powerful getting out of your stance. And so it's all those little injuries that kind of add up that make you feel like you're getting older, even though your muscles and your brain is probably working just as well as it ever has. So I think it's a tough thing when you watch guys that are getting older that really, you know, they still want to be out there and they're giving everything they got. But, you know, we all get old. You know, Father Time is undefeated, unfortunately. But I still think that Trent's got a lot left in the tank. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you come out of training camp and you're grinding away. And actually, you get better as the season wears on, sometimes as an older player, because you just know how to take care of your body so much better than the younger players.
We're talking with Joe Thomas, the Hall of Fame offensive tackle, and check out halloffamebeef.com. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Joe, that was interesting that you just had the compliment that you did for Kyle Shanahan in the time that you spent together in Cleveland. What do you remember most about him as a coach?
Well, I always tell people he was the best coach in any sport that I've ever been around, because he knew how to motivate players in a way that I think was intrinsically more motivating than any other style. You know, there's guys that like to be your buddy. That doesn't usually work. They like to be hard on you, which works a lot with younger players. And, you know, if they're always screaming and yelling at you, it works a little bit at times. But I think with Kyle is he would show you on film, first of all, that he knew what every single player on offense needed to do on that play. He could coach it all up. I've never been around an offensive coordinator that could coach O-line, because most of them come from the passing game. They come from the quarterback room or the receiver room. But he could coach every position. And then he would show you on film with empirical data that, hey, I'm putting you in the best position to possibly succeed. We are giving you the answers to the test before you go out there and play. And then now it's up to you to just play at your best. And knowing that I already had an advantage schematically, that my coach was putting me in the best position to succeed on every single play, like that's the most motivating thing for a professional athlete who's trying to feed his family, who's trying to go out there and either prove that he can be a great player or prove that he still is a great player. And he really builds that team mentality within the offense, at least when he was with me. And I'm sure he's doing the same thing now that he's the head coach. Just because he was able to motivate you to just show you exactly what you needed to do, and that if you just do what he asks, you're going to be in a better position to go overcome whatever weakness that you may have because you have the advantage over your opponent.
And what is it about the scheme? And, you know, Mark and I, neither one of us played in the NFL. I'm pretty sure Mark didn't. I know I didn't. But the run scheme, what is it about the Shanahan run game coming from his dad all the way through Kyle that sets them apart from other teams?
So Kyle packages plays together. Most offensive coordinators that I've been around, they kind of have like a run sheet on one side, and then they got a pass sheet on the other side. And it's like, all right, first down and 10. He'll call on the headset to the offensive line coach. Hey, what run do you like here? Okay, 96 power. Okay, great. Let's call it. Boom, that play doesn't work. He's like, all right, now we're passing the ball. Then he goes this pass sheet. Now he's calling stuff, right? And so those things don't really match. The formations, the personnel, the way they look, the way they're blocked, they don't really marry each other, and they don't really go hand in hand, where Kyle's calling everything. He's not asking his offensive line coach what he likes in the run game. He's thinking, all right, I'm going to set him up with this first play. Let's just, for a basic example, we're going to run outside zone to the left. We're going to give him a formation where it's a wing. We're going to send the tight end back across the formation to block the backside defensive end, and then we're going to run outside zone, okay? Now, the next play, we're going to run what almost looks like the same formation. They're obviously probably not going to line up in exactly the same thing, but maybe they'll motion to an end formation that looks the same way. They'll even bring that Y all the way across like he's going to block that defensive end on the backside, the offensive line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Line blocking on the front side looks exactly like the run for the first 3 to 5 steps. Linebackers, safeties in the second and third level, now they think it looks exactly like a run because you know what? It looks and smells exactly like the play before, which was a run. And so now they're coming up and they're making their run fits and their eyes are in their position where it needs to be in the run game. And all of a sudden that backside tight end who has a slice block, who's going to block the backside defensive end. Nope. Now, whoop, he just slips past that backside defensive end. Now he's wide open and flat because everybody on defense sees the exact same picture that they just saw on first down when they ran a run play. And so he lays out the entire game plan so that plays mirror each other, they match, and they make it so difficult. They put conflict on the defense, and they find the weaknesses in the defense to be able to put individual defenders in conflict where that guy doesn't know if it's a run or a pass, so he doesn't know if he has to go and fill in the run game or he has to drop in a pass game. And then even if the guy figures it out, it's that split second where he's indecisive that gives you the spacing in the secondary and the spacing on the football field to be able to throw the football where you want to go. And so if they know the defender that they're trying to put in conflict and they know that that split second of indecision is going to create a little bit of space, a couple yards, maybe on the hash, 20 yards down the field, now they're going to put a route right there and understanding the coverage and making sure that they're going to get the coverage that they want based on the shift in the formation and the personnel grouping that they get so that they can tell the quarterback before he starts. This is why he's had so much success with quarterbacks that are not very heralded is like, hey, that guy knows exactly where to throw the ball almost before the play is called in the huddle. Because he hears it in his headset and Kyle's saying, hey, 20 yards down the field on the left hash, that's where the hole's going to be, right? And so as long as he's seeing everything pre-snap like he expects, he knows exactly where the ball's going to go. Maybe he looks off the safety to start, but he knows exactly where he's going to get back to. And so he really simplifies things for quarterbacks and for an entire offense because all these plays are packaged together and you know where the holes in the defense are.
Oof, that's some good breakdown there. Wow, that's some Hall of Fame breakdown. Joe Thomas is with us. Hey, Joe.
Sweaty.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, so after we all eat our turkey on Thanksgiving Thursday, 3 days later, the 49ers are going to be in Cleveland. And you don't need to remind our fan base that weird stuff can happen there. P.J. Walker beat the 5-0 49ers just a couple of years ago, and then there was last weekend with the whole thing against the Green Bay Packers who were swaggering into town. What is it, man? Why is that place such a difficult place to play?
Well, it's a hostile environment. It's cold. The weather's often pretty crappy on the shores of Lake Erie. The stadium's right there off the lake, so you get a cold wind that blows off. A lot of times you're getting moisture, you're getting snow, you're getting rain late in the season. You're coming in a lot of times from a warmer climate, and you're maybe overlooking the Cleveland Browns a little bit because the record's not so strong. And so you got all these factors that kind of play into it. And I think sometimes it leads to a little bit of a sleepy performance. Maybe the preparation isn't quite as great as it should be going into the game because you think you're playing an inferior opponent. You're going to Cleveland instead of Miami, so the guys aren't quite as excited. They're more excited to go home than they are to play the game. And I think this year especially, you're going to see the Browns win a lot of games that they probably shouldn't just because they've got, one, the best defense in the NFL right now, and two, in my opinion, the greatest defensive player that's ever played football in Myles Garrett. I don't know if you saw against the Packers, but there was actually called plays where the Packers were blocking him with three people because they could not double team him and stop him from hitting their quarterback.
Woo! Yeah, he is incredible and a total game wrecker. And he did. He did on Sunday. Hey, Joe, you're awesome, man. Thanks for coming on. Congrats on everything that you're working on. And you know, we're happy to talk about it anytime. We love Wagyu steak.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Eat more beef.
Eat more beef.
there it is.
Joe Thomas, ladies and gentlemen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.